7 a.m. waking up really horny. Gotta be fresh, talking about downstairs. Gotta take the pill, gotta have cereal. Take a huge dump in the toilet bowl. Wipe my ass, pick my mole. Now I gotta get down to the bus stop. Taking the bus, I see a weird man. He's jerking in the front seat, trying to abduct me. I'm wearing crotchless panties. Which seat do I take?
Come here, go. Come here. Get my car. Get my car. Come here.
It's Friday, Friday. I'm so slutty on Friday. All the kids are horny on the weekend. Friday, Friday, Friday. I'm so whiny on Friday. 4 days after Monday to pass Wednesday. It's Friday.
Yeah. Partying. Yeah, in the back of some guy's car.
Fun, 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 fun,
shut up, stop it, shut up. Wait. If today was Friday, what was yesterday?
Yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday. I just went wee. I got excited and pissed my panties today. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards. And then it's Monday and Tuesday, and then it becomes Wednesday, which is followed by Thursday. And then it's Friday again!
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark Savage!
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday edition of DV.
Oh, hey. Queer?
Hello. Yeah, speaking of queers, holy shit. Who sent this in to me? DV listener Natalie found a bunch of posts on message boards from gay guys looking to get the HIV. High five. Yeah, they're called bug chasers. We've talked about them before on the show. I'm not sure what the name is of the gay guys who actually have AIDS who are giving it, the gift, as they call it, to the chasers. Skeezy comes to mind, but I don't think that's what they're officially called. At any rate, so I've got a bunch of message board posts here that I want to read to you. It's really quite creepy.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Well, you know, some careless fairies want to die at the hands of AIDS. By the way, they should really try new peanut butter AIDS. All right, here is the first post. Maybe I should add some music in the background and really class this segment up. All right, here we go. Here's the first post. This is by a user named Cumdump. I met this dude online today. Big 8.5-inch paws dick. I got him talking about it. Said his strain was strong. Lethal. So that's what they want. They can't just get infected by it. They want someone who's got a real strong AIDS strain. Lethal, toxic, poison. My dick fucking sprang up and I started begging him. I went over. I started hitting my pipe. He did a slam. I licked him blood off his arm. I had to have his strain. I wanted him to infect me so bad. I was begging for it. And he went to the bathroom. He came back with a syringe full of blood. I never had another dude's blood before. I stuck my hole up and he shot it inside me, scratching around. Then he fucked me and he shot, mixing his babies with his toxic blood. So fucking hot. I know I'm gonna get a whole fuck flu from this shit. A fuck flu. It's so strong. Then I went to the bookstore and let 5 dudes fuck me and grind it all into me. I never had something so hot inside me. I had to get it to take. He's gonna start knocking me up regularly, and I can't wait till his shit is saturating me and producing inside of me. Woof. Then people replied, fucking hot! Go for it! Yeah, some support. All right. Go AIDS! All right, here is the second post. This is by DC Public Sex Pig. Hello, DC Public Sex Pig. Hey guys, I like crawling around the filthy floors of sex clubs looking for used condoms to empty into my ass. Does HIV die when exposed to air or laying on the floor like that? Can someone get PAWS or any STD by emptying used condoms into them? I think you should try. If the viruses are indeed destroyed, it's another reason not to use condoms, guys. Come on. I hate seeing them on the floor getting wasted, so I like to put them to good use. You know, in his ass. Sometimes I drink the cum too, but I prefer to shove it in my ass because that gets me ready for when I find the next guy to cream my ass, if he's not too grossed out at the sight of me on my hands and knees in just my jockstrap picking up filthy condoms and emptying the toxic cum into my already sloppy slut hole. Ooh, quite a sentence there. By the way, a lot of friends think I'm nuts for... No, I don't believe that for a second. A lot of my friends think I'm nuts for walking around these dirty theaters barefoot. That's what they're concerned about? Not the fact that you're emptying used condoms into your ass, but you're walking around barefoot? Ew. You can get an athlete's foot like that. Luckily, I haven't stepped on glass or anything. But being barefoot is the best way to hunt for used condom treasures. Plus, it feels great walking in cum and piss. It'd be great to hear from other guys into the same kind of stuff. Does it turn you on, taking a stranger's cum of unknown status, or do you prefer knowing he's PAWS? Then someone replied. This is a great reply. When I was a young boy, 12 to 16, I always took out my father's used condoms from the waste deposits and drunk it out. I did this a lot. 200 to 300 condoms. Ta-da! And finally, Alan replied, I like to find a full used condom, bite the end of the tip off, then shove the whole thing in my hole. Howl. Then use my ass muscles to wring out all the cum into my ass. Feels really hot, especially if you don't know where or whose load it is. Silly queers. The final post is all about conversion parties, and this is like an orgy full of people have AIDS and those who don't have AIDS in the attempt to infect those who don't, right? And everyone apparently knows the deal. So these are people who want to get HIVy. All right, so this guy's talking about a party. The party was at a motel at Boston Logan Airport 2 years ago. This guy he met online told him that he rounded up 10 to 12 PAWS men and boys, but some brought buddies, so 16 in all were there. Now, I'm a real pig, and anything goes with me. So my buddy, the day prior, had talked with me and started giving me options for the best ways of conversion. I chose the cut, bleed, and breed option. It's the best way of those... It's the best way of the dirty seed to meet with the blood system and convert, okay? The party was held the following night. My buddy and I showed up 90 minutes earlier than the other so I could clean out, ew, and most importantly, he could attach a vacuum pump to my hole and for my rosebud to be extracted from my hole. It's a deeper cut to assure conversion. The men and boys started to appear after my buddy called each to let them know what room we were in. Once the vacuum pump was removed, he took a scalpel, holy shit, and made 3 deep cuts into his exposed rosebud and bled me for a few minutes. Once the blood appeared, it was as if each man was a shark circling its prey. True converters always love to know that the chaser is serious, and some love to give the gift, without telling the chaser. This case, all parties knew that I was a chaser, and they were more than willing to help me along. After 4.5 hours of being fucked, I had 21 charged loads inside of me, and I greatly appreciate the efforts of all that were there. He's gonna send little thank you cards to them. Thank you for giving me the gift of AIDS. Most chasers become gifters after conversion. I still chose to be a chaser to get charged up again. That's just greedy. Look, you already had 21 goddamn loads of AIDS-infected cum in you. What more do you want? All right, so there you go. That's what's happening in a small sector. I hope it's a small sector of the gay community. If you are a bug chaser, holy Christ, get in contact with me. I'd love to talk to you. So, you know, at the beginning we played that Rebecca Black parody Friday. There's another one out there, and it is awful. Yes, I'm talking about a Christian parody. Monday, Bible study. Tuesday, pray today. Wednesday, small group. Thursday, worship practice. And Saturday, it's Easter soon. Yay!
8 a.m., waking up in the morning. Gotta be sharp, gotta do my hair. Can't find a bowl, no time for cereal. End of the weekend, time is going. Ticking on and on, everybody rushing.
gonna go to church at the stop. Can't forget my Bible, God is my friend. Mom is in the front seat, getting in the back seat. Gotta make our minds up, which service will we make? It's Sunday, Sunday, head to church on Sunday. Everybody's looking forward to the Easter weekend. Sunday, Sunday,
no.
Celebrating Sunday. Everybody's looking to the Easter weekend. Worshipping, worshipping,
yeah.
Worshipping, worshipping,
yeah.
One, two, three, six. Looking forward to coming. 9:30, we're stepping in the service. Music,
okay,
message,
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Fun,
I got a minute into it. That's enough. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a strange clip from a local newscast. Apparently, there's a story on something called the G-spot shot, which is supposed to increase the female sex drive or something.
And the G-shot costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but
this is news,
for some
my friends.
Reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story...
Some women are just frigid bitches.
Go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss, because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She is...
Thanks for that addition,
yes,
sir.
It worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying...
She's really loving getting plowed by cock, isn't she?
Her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's proof then. All right.
Thank you, Michael. Yes.
Those doctors are ready for some serious business.
I agree.
I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
Enjoying penis. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Use a little bit of that big fat tax refund money and do something nice for yourself and for me. Every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Plus, I try to do weekend shows and video casts occasionally as well. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs. Don't forget, for a limited time, lifetime memberships are available again. If you want information, just go to superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, look, I understand all children are annoying, infuriating. I don't know why anyone would ever want to have one of their own. Now, imagine having a Mongo child. Is that what they're called? The retards? I call them the unsavories. Mongloid, Mongo, whatever. Of course you're going to get the urge to pepper spray it in the face occasionally.
Okay.
Is it getting hot in here, Sue, or is it just me?
Oh, it's getting hot. It is getting hot, Ross Robinson. Woo! We are going to tear the roof off this place by the time it's done. Honey, the stove is lit. Let's go.
See what I mean? Retards are just the worst. A Bibb County teacher accused of pepper spraying a special needs student has resigned. This all went down in Georgia. Bibb school spokesman Chris Floor said Barbara Neely resigned from Elam Alexander Academy on Wednesday after school officials completed their internal investigation of the pepper spray incident. Neely still faces charges of cruelty to children. Floor said Neely has worked for the district since 1998 as a teacher aide and then a teacher. According to the police news release, officers were called to the academy on Ridge Avenue last Friday. The release says a school video captured Neely spraying the 14-year-old boy. Police say two boys were disrupting a classroom and Neely told them to return to their seats. She warned that she would pepper spray them if they didn't sit down. Well, now that seems reasonable. She warned them. She warned the retard, as if the retard would be able to understand what that means. They didn't sit down, surprise, surprise, and police say Neely sprayed them. One boy closed his eye and was not affected. The other boy was treated by a nurse, and his parents were called to the school. The news release says the student suffered from mild retardation. Oh, how do they even know he's mentally handicapped? He might just be really stupid. There's a difference, right? The news release says the student suffered from mild retardation, obsessive compulsive disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. A little pepper spray to the face could cure that.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Now, you may think that teacher was a real A1 class cunt bitch, but maybe she was really helping this kid. Look, he's probably going to be working at McDonald's in the future. That French fry grease is very hot. Oh, a little splashes on your arm. It hurts. So it's important that this kid knows how to deal with pain. I should really be this woman's lawyer. I could help her out. All right, second story we have for you today. I took the path of the devil, says Hiccup Girl. What the fuck does that mean? The story of Hiccup Girl took another twist today when she gave a tearful interview from prison, denying her alleged role in the murder of a Florida man. Jennifer May, 19, broke down as she said she hadn't done anything wrong. Let's get back to the Hiccup Girl part. That's what I'm interested in, not so much the murder. Jennifer May, 19, broke down as she said she hadn't done anything wrong, instead blaming her short-lived fame for taking her down a path of the devil and drawing her into bad company. Her denial could undermine the insanity defense originally proposed by her lawyer, who said she suffered from Tourette's syndrome. Wow, this story just keeps getting better. And didn't know what she was fucking doing. Damn it! Cunt! Cunt! All right. So why is this girl known as Hiccup Girl? Well, May became known as the Hiccup Girl in 2007 when she began hiccuping 50 times a minute. Oh, her condition left doctors baffled and earned her international publicity at just 15. 3 years later, she appeared in the news again, this time charged with first-degree murder. After police claimed she acted... Does she still have the hiccup problem? She acted as bait to lure Shannon Griffin into a robbery. May is not accused of firing the gun, but under Florida law, a defendant... This whole story takes place in Florida? Of course it does. Of course it does.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Well, that one snuck up on me. I had no idea the whole story took place in Florida. I just thought one of the guys involved was a Floridian. Now, listen. If this bitch hiccups 50 times a minute, I could totally understand her snapping and killing someone. Now, if the hiccups have subsided and she is just saying that she's been wrecked because of the fame, that's a bunch of bullshit. All right, where are we at here? Yeah, May is not accused of firing the gun, but under Florida law, a defendant can be charged with murder if they willingly take part in a felony, which then leads to someone's death. She has been held in a county jail ever since she was charged. Talking from the prison, she said she cannot bear to think about the possibility that she could spend the rest of her life behind bars by herself, hiccuping in that cold room. She said, "I'm scared. I want to go home. I can tell you that. My sisters are cut, lick, ass licker." Her Tourette's acting up. "My sisters are growing up. My mom is missing me. It's hard for me to see my mom and my sisters through a TV screen and talk to them through a phone." Yeah, okay. World's smallest violin. You fucking helped in a murder. What did you think was going to happen? The teenager said she thinks about Mr. Griffin's death every day. "I think, what if that was me behind that barrel? That could have been my life taken." Yes, it could have. "He was a very young man. He was only a couple years older than me. I think about it every day. It eats me alive." Blah, blah, blah. She's accused of using a social networking site to lure the 22-year-old into an empty house where the two men robbed and then shot him. Listen to this quote. This is going to make you hate her even more. "I thought, since I was famous, young," and then in parentheses, I'm going to add white, "nothing would happen to me. But in all reality, it put me behind bars." Yes, that's what happens when you kill someone. May left home at 17, 2 years after she became known as Hiccup Girl. She claims her short-lived celebrity went to her head and made her go off the rails. I hate the fact that hiccuping made her a celebrity, and I'm still obscure and no one knows me. All right, yes, months after the incessant hiccups left her temporarily unable to attend school, she tried home remedies and consulted medical specialists, a hypnotist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, all that stuff. She said, "Every time I walked into school, they'd call out, 'Oh, there goes the hiccup girl. Oh, look at Jennifer. Let's be friends with her.'" Yeah, that must have been so rough for you, all these people wanting to be your friends. It mirrors my high school experience, that's for sure. All right, where are we at here? Her lawyer, John Trevina, said her hiccups stemmed from her Tourette syndrome, a neurological disorder which can cause involuntary movements and speech problems. It doesn't ever say that she was cured, though. I'm very curious about that. How did the hiccups stop? I spent way too much time on this murder nonsense. All right, final story we have for you today. It comes from a Walmart in Maryland. Police in Maryland are on the hunt for the perpetrator of what appears to be an April Fool's Day prank that left a man glued to a toilet seat at a Walmart store. If caught, the jokester, who doused the seat with glue, on March 31st could face second-degree assault charges. Police, along with the Singerly Fire Company or something, and the Cecil County paramedics were called to the scene at about 7 p.m. Oh, how fucking embarrassing. First of all, no one wants to take a shit at Walmart. If you're taking a crap in a Walmart restroom, it is a dire situation. You know what I mean? It's an explosion. There, they found the 48-year-old victim, who called for help after realizing the sticky situation he was in. Now, I gotta tell you, when I go to the public restrooms, and it's not often, I hate using the public shitter, I always look at the seat first, because public restrooms are, as you know, extremely dirty. And I want to make sure there's no fucking shit on the seat. I want to make sure that there's no liquid on the seat. You know, no little piss dribbles. Nothing. So I look, I examine the seat. I look for anything that might be glistening, that might be, dried up, something or other. You've got to inspect. You can't just sit your ass down willy-nilly. Come on. I'm not saying he deserved what he got, or he got what he deserved. Let me flip that and reverse it. Whatever. I can't talk very good. All right, they found the 48-year-old victim who called for help after realizing the sticky situation he was in when he tried and failed to stand up and leave the superstore's restroom. It took responders 15 minutes to remove the victim from the stall, but they were unable to disconnect the toilet seat from his body. Oh, no. Instead, the victim was taken to the Union Hospital of Cecil County, where the seat was detached. He left with only minor injuries to his buttocks. Police do not suspect that the victim was specifically targeted, but that the incident was a random prank. They have not received reports of glue-laden toilet seats since then. So there, it was just an isolated incident. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I haven't been mentioning this lately, but I want as many people as possible to follow me on Twitter. You gotta check out
my Twitter sheet.
Twitter sheet.
That's right. For those of you who don't know where that clip came from, Cheryl Murkowski found it. Apparently Sylvia Brown, you know that psychic who would appear on Montel and a bunch of other television shows, she doesn't know really how the computer works. And we'll take a listen to this clip.
I mean, everything goes through him, so I can take you places that you'd never, never, ever think of going. And I also Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. So when you get on your computer, you can push F. And my Twitter, make sure that it's Sylvia Brown.
Push F. What? You just get on the computer and then you push F. And then you're on her Facebook page, apparently.
_Brown, because there's a lot of people that have tried to copy me. And that's the only way you'll know it's truly me. And just as an aside, which I think is humorous and very flattering, is Obama is one of my friends on my Twitter sheet.
Sheet.
Okay, we're going to get to the questions now.
It's so clueless, Twitter sheet. All right.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? This is Violet, a fashion member from Salt Lake City.
I was
a lovely mail processing job today, and I found the distorted view trifecta of mail. Number one, it was addressed to somebody named Lascivious.
Oh.
Number two,
Lascivious.
It was from a prison to a prison. Number three, both prisons were in Florida.
Wow.
Indeed, our most fucked up state.
It's sad when you're an inmate and the only pen pal you can get is other inmates. You know what I mean? Like, they have all those pen pal services. Usually some horny old broad will start writing to you. No, no. Another
Timmy,
inmate.
It's Greg from Austin, and I am drunk. I'm drunk dialing you, Timmy.
I'm drunk on your love.
Miriam is driving me home, so it's okay. I'm not drunk driving.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Timothy James Court Snackulon Henson. This is Brother O'Pair of the Crack Sanctuary Church. And at the beginning of your 325 show, you mentioned that there's some bitch humming slash midget in a song. And
that would be
The Memory Remains by Metallica from their
crappy
Reload album. It was kind of a hit, though, because they did some weird music video for it. I'm sure you probably got like a bazillion and a half people calling and saying that.
Yeah, but, well, now I think that... Now, you're the first one to call, but I bet you I'm going to have a bunch more voicemails because I got a lot of actual emails. I can only imagine how many people called into the voicemail line.
Hey, Tim. I was listening to your shit in the car, and I actually pulled over to do this. La-da-da-da, da-da-da.
Yeah, see? There's going to be a lot of Metallica-related voicemails.
La-da-da-da, da-da-da. da 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 da.
Yeah, that's a pretty good impression.
That's a Metallica song.
Yes.
And fuck me, I just had the fucking name in my head.
That's okay. 18,000 other people told me what it was.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freak. This is the Jewish sideshow member from Florida calling with a distorted view testimonial. You see, before I signed up for the sideshow, I haven't been laid for about 5 years.
Wow.
But soon after I signed up for the sideshow, guess what? I meet a girl, I get laid, and next month, we're getting married. Yeah, so, Tim, you might have actually done me a great service.
Wow.
It was either that or...
Are you asking me to perform the marriage? Because
I've been playing World of Warcraft at about the same time. But
I almost performed furry Distorted View wedding.
The sideshow.
I think they broke up.
Thanks, Tim.
Distorted View, making and breaking relationships.
Hey, Tim. It's Fleshy Fucker, Matt in Kansas. You're moving? I was just listening to the Friday the 25th show. You mentioned that you were packing up and getting ready to move and stuff. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard you mention anything about it.
I know.
I listen every day.
It don't matter. I'm still in the same area, basically. I'm still in Columbus.
Hey, Tim. Hey, it's Tone Deaf White Man here. There's several things I need to tell you about.
Okay.
Mostly, I'm just very unhappy with you. And I'm going to be coming up with a list of things to impeach you.
Okay, great.
Take care.
All right.
Hey, Sideshow Freak here. I'm just wondering if you'd like to do some dick pic trades. Mine for yours, yours for mine, so on and so forth. Send that via email. I'll send mine out first if you like. And then, I'll keep yours private.
Yeah,
if
do
you
that.
Want to be on board for this.
Send right. yours first. There it is. I mean, you can see how I thought it was a midget, right? Not a woman. I don't even think she's like an elderly woman. I mean, she might be like, what, her 40s, 50s? Creepy ass shit.
Hey, boo. Spiral ham fucker. Hey, you watch The Price is Right, don't you?
No.
So if you win a car, you have to pay the sales tax on that thing. So what do you do if you're fucking broke? I mean, just hope you spend a dollar?
Yeah, I don't know. I know, like, I don't know if you can just take the cash value of the car or something. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. It's Tone Deaf White Man.
Again.
It's my new name. I just made it up. Just wanted to say it was a great exclusive show today that... poor
I'm
bastard.
Hungry. I don't have time for this voicemail. I want to go eat lunch.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Mike from Denver. Hey, I really like the new arrangement on the samples for the theme songs. It's got that nice little rapid-fire machine gun. Bat, bat, bat. Donut man, donut man. Really enjoying it. So all
good.
The assholes who
don't
like it, tell them to go fuck
yeah, Corey did a nice job creating some, new intros for me so we can switch it up. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, if you know God.
Try new peanut butter eggs.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're not yet Sideshow members, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of program. I will be back on Monday. I was going to say tomorrow. So stupid. I will be back on Monday. Do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Mrs. Miller, I've got a brand new song for you today. I hope you enjoy it. Have cereal, seen everything, time is going, going, ticking on and on. Everybody, I'm rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. Oh, I see my friends, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Buddy, buddy, yeah, buddy, buddy.